It's November 21st, 2016, Monday. It's about 2:23 p.m. and I'm up here in the San Gabriel Wilderness. Yeah, 5,000 feet up. There was some rain last night, but just minimal. And it's, can't even say that it was, real. You know, there's just a lot of junk and debris in the air. Air should be pretty clean right now, and it's not. And a lot of the clouds look suspicious, you know, like the remains from whatever front came through here. It was definitely diminished or mixed with some artificial material, some stuff spread out of airplanes. But it's good to be up here, and I'm gonna describe why it is that it hasn't been since last week, Tuesday, that I exercised. And this past Thursday, I went up to Joshua Tree after school, and for the first time in the, 4 years or so that I've been hiking in Joshua Tree, having arrived and parked, I didn't want to go hiking, to drive all that way, to realize that I don't even want to be there. Came as a bit of a shock to me, and I'm going to explain, and this will tie into my memo or voice memo that I made earlier today. And so it was, I had several injections at a dentist appointment this past Monday, and they had to, I guess the trick was interligamental, they had to inject the stuff right at my nerve. I couldn't do something more at the jaw, in the rear of the mouth. It was I forget what number of tooth, 32, what do they call it? But it was not a molar, it was right in front of the molars. Might have two or three molars, and then there's this one. Maybe it's four if you don't have your wisdom teeth, and this would be the fifth tooth up. And the symptoms I've had this week have been enormous as a result of the anesthetic. Indifferent. I mean, yes, it's been shutting down feeling, and actually, I think I might have masturbated Tuesday night, and it still felt like I had feeling in a lot of the areas that would normally be affected. I recall having anesthetic in Hawaii, and the anesthetic circling my body and killing off feeling much more quickly. And this one, it took days. In fact, it might have been Wednesday or Thursday that I had the first kind of feelings of burning in my head, and then burning in my thyroid, and then burning in my chest around my thymus gland, and then kind of silencing or diminishing feeling, in my prostate, and just, so that was certainly there, that diminishment of feeling, but it took a few days before I started recognizing it. And here's the more I guess unusual or comment worthy point is that probably from the second, you know, from the next day, you know, from that Tuesday, you know, from the day after, and it got worse as the week progressed, going into this weekend, and it's still persisting, is a diminishment, a thwarting of my etheric body, a sabotage or an undermining of my subtle being. And how does that, tie into like your regular reality? Well, it's a sense of not connecting, of not being, of not cohering, of not desiring, of an absence of kind of an existential apathy. It was brutal. I mean, I'm still, and that's what I had on Thursday and Joshua Tree. I think I needed to be up here today, but this whole weekend I've just been resting. And even though my body's been dying, I like I said, I'd gotten down to 216 and now I'm back up to 220. And all of these are bad numbers when you look at, you know, wear and tear on your joints and on your circulatory system. But for me, exercise, especially of you know, hiking in the wilderness, it's a meditation. It's a coherence seeking activity, and it also, you know, it raises my vibration level. And so it's kind of like, if you think of, you become like a human pyramid, really. And that is to say, let's say the base of the pyramid is kind of like you lying down, you sleeping, you're resting, you're maybe eating. And then the more active you get, the more vital you get, the higher your pyramid becomes. And they're more fully realized and developed, the apex of that pyramid is. And so, you know, this hiking is like, it's like a physical, spiritual resurrection for me. And so, if I'm in a place where I have a real spiritual toxin in me, it's like I can't allow my higher functioning to be that active. I have to diminish it and let these lower levels of my being process it and discard it, digest it, excrete it. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to rest. And I was tired, but more like existentially I was tired. And I think there's some weird sensations of like my aging a great deal. You know, I just felt like I was getting more gray hair as my spiritual tethers, you know, again became sundered, and my body falling back down again. Because it's kind of like an Olympic event, this whole pursuit of Godhead, of spiritual realization. It's in what tip-top Olympic competition shape looks like is again, it's a very high level of coherence. And like this whole, like the last 5 hours, you know, I've been feeling some pain and some shutting down in my chest area. But what's really interesting is that over the last few months, a couple of months at least, when I've been on an extended hike, I would say a good couple of hours of that time, my right nipple area, you know, maybe an inch below my nipple and then an inch in or an inch and a half, some kind of locus there, has been like almost like painfully throbbing, painfully present. Just really intense, you know, almost like I got a clutch it there. And it's just been this like existential yearning, pain. I would say it's like a spiritual pain. And, you know, I think that's a good sign, perhaps. If you tie that into how this, the Saturday before my Monday's dental appointment, how I had been up for 2 hours from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. writing, and then was in a state of kind of happiness, lightness, just a being. There was that, I felt a mechanism at work, a spiritual process whereby my self-consciousness in my head, if you consider it a sphere, began to fall inward upon itself. And I felt a connection of that with the rest of my body, primarily my torso, especially my brachial plexus. But there was like a line or a subtle connection with the rest of my body as you know, this problematic, limited self-consciousness of mine was trying to bite the dust. I had no fear. It wasn't overwhelming. It was almost strong enough to do the job. You know, it was nothing like it was not nearly as powerful as that experience I had that July of 94, which is now, what, 22 years ago, in my bedroom there, and we're in my room in Manoa Valley on Oahu, where I was more purposefully focusing my attention inward. And then it just sort of catapulted into a sort of a self-combustion mode, which my heart, you know, leapt up and in a state of fear, and telling me no. You know, include me. But it may be the case that my body mind has determined that this is the best I can do. The rest of the body appears to be included. You know, from what I felt, this falling inward to a point of like dissolution of my limited self-consciousness, this sort of the knot, the illusion of self. You know, that it wouldn't be a tremendous involvement of my body, but it would include it. And I think that might be its adaptive response to a world that I'm unfortunately having to deal with, where emotionally, electromagnetically, all sorts of ways, is simply not supportive of spiritual reality or spiritual consciousness in a living being. But and I'm also, a part of me wonders that whether the timing of this, that my higher self, you know, this more omniscient part of me, knew that on Monday I would have this anesthetic, and that, hell, let's just get this experience, this milestone, you know, under our belts and done with before you're set back another year or more with this spiritually nullifying substance that you're going to be injected with. And I didn't know that that would happen, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what spirit knows, you know? But I wouldn't put it past it. You know, I've had I've had a similar sort of suspicion regarding the timing of my knee injury in November of 94 being the same night that later that evening the descending force came through me, through every cell in my body, like a 1,000-pound, you know, truckload. Yeah, being dumped out upon me. And that would have been certainly the invitation I was looking for. In a more benign circumstance. But maybe spirit knew that, you know, it was not safe for me to be enlightened fully. And so it somehow arrange circumstances so that I would have an injury that would cause me to back off and to be second-guessing this much more than usual, and therefore not partake of this culminating experience. So that's all I wanted to say. I'm happy to say I do have quite a bit of feeling in the right side of my chest. I mean, it's there. It's maybe 3 or 4 inches up and down, a couple of inches across, and the center of it is an inch below my nipple, and inward some. But I have not, and I just will say it again, that to my knowledge, this is the first time I have had such a striking, etheric and emotional response to the anesthetic. Previously, it was merely a kind of a shutting down of my augmented sensations. But now it is like a shutting down of my being. I mean, I've almost had feelings like I have ceased to exist. It's just been really weird and very uncomfortable. And it's like my consciousness itself has been threatened. It's very, I don't know what to say. But given all the activity in the right side of my chest the past couple of months, you know, and you know, it could very well be the case that, you know, something new and profound is, or has been, actually continues to go on in me that is different, and that predisposes me to this this shocking reaction to the lidocaine. And that's it for now.